So a Ukrainian jet gets shot down, leaving Iran shortly after these missile attacks the other day. And I guess one of the things that came to mind for me early on is, hey, look, here's another chance for President Trump and the good old United States to fuck the Ukraine over. That's right. This is the Ukraine. Remember the people involved in this whole impeachment scandal, the tit for tat, the quid pro quo, the extortion, the cover up? All of this. Interesting that this is a Ukrainian business, a Ukrainian plane, flying with a bunch of Canadian and Ukrainian citizens. Now, we know Justin Trudeau has had more than a little bit of fun at President Trump's expense. And I'm not saying President Trump is that petty, but we all know he is that fucking petty. Hopefully he's not that petty and stupid, but it's possible. There weren't any Americans on the flight. 63 Canadians, 30 or some odd Ukrainians, and other people from various Middle Eastern countries in addition. I mean, given the timing, you know, people are questioning, well, why were they leaving? Why were they leaving? Why were they in the air then? That was dumb. Why wasn't there a no-fly zone? Well, maybe they were bugging the fuck out, because they were convinced that the American missiles were getting ready to start coming into that country in response. And they wanted to get the Ukrainian and Canadian fucking citizens out of the country. You think? These people questioning why they were in the air. Yeah, I get it. In a real normal world, you know, why would you be in the air? Well, again, they had just bombed the, you know, Trump's America. I'm sure the pilots were like, dude, I don't know, man. He might be bombing this place quick. We should get the fuck out of the airspace. So, that's why they were in the air. Now, my question is, how is it and why would the Iranians be firing at an outgoing airplane? This is not an airplane that is attacking. At best, it's escaping. Well, if it's escaping, with whom? There doesn't seem to be any Americans on the manifest. Were there more passengers we're unaware of? Or is that simply just not really plausible? That perhaps both the Iranians are telling the truth, and the intelligence is telling some of the truth. Nobody's outright lying. What I mean is, perhaps it is that the Iranians, as they say, it's absolutely physically, scientifically impossible for them to have done this. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe they don't have this kind of missile. Maybe there were none in that area. Maybe this is a wag the dog false flag. Maybe all the intelligence saying it was a missile is also true. So if it was a missile, and it wasn't the Iranians, who would shoot down a Ukrainian plane? Well, golly, let's go down the list of Iran's allies, shall we? Well, of course, you know, maybe this is really deep state dastardly dog kind of shit, and Trump did it just to keep this bullshit going, but we're not there in sufficient forces to be able to do something like that, I don't think. I mean, well, it wouldn't be worth the cost. We may be there in sufficient forces to do such a thing, but it would be cost prohibitive. However, those people who are on the ground in that country, freely moving about, without having to hide their whereabouts, much less what they're doing. Or should I say, without having to hide what they're doing, much less hide that they're even there, which Americans would have to, or most Western intelligence agencies would have to be trying to be hiding. Iranian allies wouldn't. And one of their biggest allies, who's gearing up to become the big police force, the big we-decide-what-gets-enforced force, in the Middle East, good old Russia. Now, Russia has got thousands, maybe millions of reasons, in dollars anyway, or rubles, euros, whatever, petrodollars, were the reasons to shoot down a Ukrainian plane. And if they can do it in such a way where it's blamed on the Iranians, we retaliate, or somebody retaliates, somebody does terrible things to the Iranians, and then the Russians go, "Oh, actually, it was us that did it. Now what, fuckers? You owe Iran an apology. You aren't going to do anything to us." I mean, I would love to get a better look at the list of passengers on that plane. And their destinations when they left. That might give you a better idea as to who might have a reason to shoot down that plane on takeoff. But yeah, people are starting to argue about whether, why were they flying? What the fuck? Yeah, you know what? Even if there had been a no-fly, you know, a no-fly advisory, you know, were you really going to leave your citizens on the ground with an impending, you know, with somebody like Trump in the White House who, you know, saying, "Hey, we're going to strike back"? I mean, come on. Oh, you know, there's not been any warning. There wasn't a warning for the general either. He just did it. He just talked real nice to the Iraqis and had a nice meeting with them and actually encouraged them to invite the freaking general over. I mean, he used them to set it up. So you can't trust the motherfucker. So I, too, had I been in the embassy in Iran, I'd have been like, "Hey, man, we need to fuck out." I mean, we'd already given our citizens the order to get the fuck out of the country. You don't think these other countries are saying the same thing? Get out! So that's why they were leaving. But the question is, and what strikes me is, there just doesn't seem to be a justifiable reason other than espionage for the Iranians to shoot down an aircraft that's running away. They didn't have bombs on that thing. They weren't going to do a full circle and start dropping fucking bombs. It was a goddamn passenger jet. And the Iranians were right there when it took off. So it's not like, "Oh, I couldn't tell what it was. It was too far away." No. They watched it take off. They probably were able to read the sign on the side of the plane as it took off. So, you know, short of it being some sort of revolutionary anti-government jihadist faction in Iran trying to embarrass the regime, that doesn't make sense. But the Russians doing it does. And conveniently, the Russians doing it also provides for a really good explanation as for why the Iranians cleaned up the crime scene so quickly and so thoroughly and removed all of the evidence. Because it would not be good for them politically in their own country. You have to remember, they've had unrest prior to all this crap. They've been having a bunch of protests. We've saved the Iranian government temporarily with our little kerfluffle here, because now they're protesting America instead of their own damn government. But you have to understand that if it comes out that they let the Russians do this, if they embarrassed and cheapened the soil of the Persian Empire by allowing the invader, Russia, to commit such an act from their land, their people will make them pay. The Iranian people will eventually, it may take 4 years for them to be ousted or massacred or whatever the case may be, but they will make them pay. If it turns out it was a case where the Russians did do it, their government would be at the toppling point with any sort of war rumblings. The people would topple the government rather than face war. They would lose all confidence in them if they found out they let the Russians do this. So, that's where my money is. My long shot money is, it wasn't an accident. It was the Russians. Because again, they've got all kinds of reasons to want to shoot down Ukrainian aircraft. It wouldn't be the first Ukrainian passenger jet shot down by Russians or those supported by the Russians, if we remember correctly. They've no compunction with shooting down civilian aircraft. Now, my question is, have the manifests for both these, for both that flight and the other Ukrainian flight that was shot down, have the manifests been gone over? Or no, maybe the other one wasn't Ukrainian. I can't remember now. But have we gone over the manifest real close to see if there weren't worthy targets for Russians on those two flights? I know you haven't gone over them real tight on this new one yet. But, you gotta remember, whereas, you know, the United States, our reasoning, we generally don't want to kill civilians if we're going after a target, and, you know, we can't kill American civilians. And we try not to kill other civilians. We try to keep the numbers low, or, you know, brown, apparently, black or brown. Those civilians are okay to kill, it seems. But, the Russians aren't nearly that civilized. Yeah, or some might say they're much more civilized, you know. I mean, do you dice around and hope you got all the cancer, or do you cut out enough to make sure you got it all? That's kind of the Russian point of view, I think. So they got no problem killing 175 people if the 176th person on that plane is dangerous enough, either financially, politically, philosophically, whatever the case may be. If that person's dangerous enough, they got no problem killing 175 other people to get him. And they don't care what fucking country they're from. They will absolutely kill 175 Russians to get the one Russian they're looking for, to get the 176th one. Zero problem with it. None. Ends justifies the means, folks. Again, if that one is a cancer, if you allow it to escape, it's going to spread and be harder to get. So that's their theory. So, or that's their thinking. Trust me. So they got no problem shooting down this plane if it moves their agenda. And I think it does. I think it moves the agenda for the exact same reason that the killing of the general did. That this was a further attempt to derail these peace talks, perhaps. Although, I guess maybe the Russians, you know, they win either way. They're there. And if these peace talks between the Middle East without the West work, I mean, Russia's not leaving. They'll just be part of it, the new peaceful Middle East. So, I can't quite say exactly what they gain in the current circumstance, but again, if they had a target, it doesn't matter what they gain or lose, or what they gained. That target that they got might have nothing to do with the current situation. That's the nature of espionage. So maybe there were some Canadian spies on that plane bugging out. Or from India. Maybe, yeah. I think maybe there was somebody on that plane that was target-worthy from the Russian point of view. That'd be my guess. I assure you this was no accident. That aircraft was taking off. I mean, short of having a blind man at the gun, you knew which kind of plane it was. It wasn't even going that fast. They aren't going that fast when they get up, when they take off. So, you know, I mean, I'm just telling you, that wasn't an accident. And I believe it was a missile. And I believe the Iranians are telling the truth that they didn't do it.